Do you know the number one thing that surprises engaged couples? Take a guess. The sheer amount of decisions they have to make while planning a wedding. Indoors or outdoors? How many guests? Are kids invited? Controversial. Which cake flavor? Seriously, how do you even begin to figure out what's right for you? That's where Zola comes in. Zola has everything you need to make every wedding decision a piece of cake, from choosing your dream wedding venue and vendors to deciding how to best spend your budget. With tons of customizable wedding websites, save the dates and invites, every detail will feel like you. Zola will even help you choose the gifts, experiences, and cash funds you really want. The next thing you know, you've planned your whole wedding all in one place. From getting engaged to getting married, Zola has everything you need to plan your wedding in one place. Start planning at Zola.com. That's Zola.com.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's been a crazy week.
Oh, yeah.
It's going to get crazier. Mm-hmm. But we want to make sure you get everything we promise you.
Good.
So despite the fact that we will not be here Friday to get ready for this Bills primetime matchup against the 49ers Sunday night, you will get not only Tommy's picks, but the experts.
Wow.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. Joining us as they do before every Bills game from the Sports Bar, 95.7 ESPN. You can catch him every weekday, 3 to 6, up today. And we appreciate you getting up on your day off.
Of course. You guys don't have to worry about that. No place I would rather be than right here, right now.
Oh!
They say yes.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mike Danger.
A good one.
And right now is the time, if you want to get a look, log on to the Odyssey WCMF.com, YouTube or Twitch, the Break Room, WCMF on YouTube and Twitch. From the Let's Go Duffalo podcast, ladies and gentlemen, Ryan Duffy.
Good morning, my friends.
You're not going to do this for the whole 20 minutes.
Do what for the whole 20 minutes?
All right. Would you, Tommy, like to describe what Ryan has dressed as?
He's
today?
A gold prospector.
Mmm.
A 49er, if
yes.
you will.
And he's prospecting for donuts.
If you can't see the live stream right now, he is in a white shirt, black suspenders that are doing a lot of work right now.
Yeah, you're asking a lot of that stuff.
He's got a cowboy hat. He's got a bandana wrapped around his neck like he's a golden retriever.
Yeah.
And he brought in his shovel.
Mm-hmm. He's digging for gold.
He has also dyed his mustache gray.
Oh, I didn't even realize that. I thought that was the way it was.
Is that going to come off before Thanksgiving?
I hope so.
All right.
Great commitment to the bit.
Jesus. Danger.
Yeah.
Let's start with you.
Okay.
It's impossible right now to make any prediction about this game, not only because we're so early in the week, but the injuries on both sides of the ball and the uncertainty of who's going to be ready to go, both for San Francisco and Buffalo.
Yeah, I mean, it's San Francisco. You don't know if it's going to be their regular starting quarterback, Brock Purdy. We really don't know who from the Bills is going to recover after the bye week, whether we'll see Dalton Kincaid, whether or not we'll see Keon Coleman again. Maybe we see Matt Milano this weekend. We'll find out more. I know. We'll find out more later on today when the team gets back to work.
You know, I want to talk about Purdy for a second, starting quarterback for the 49ers, because he's a guy, Mr. Irrelevant, last pick of the draft, we all know, right? Takes him to multiple NFC Championship games, plays in a Super Bowl. Shoulder pain in a quarterback is bad. He was supposed to play on Sunday, and all of a sudden they shut him down. I mean, he's going to rest today. We're not really going to know until game day if he's good to go. I mean, this could be a career-altering situation for Brock Purdy right now.
It could be, and you also consider that you know, whoever plays quarterback in this system, it really is the system that you benefit from. So whether it's Purdy, whether it's Allen for the Niners, I don't know that there's a huge drop-off because they're not asking Purdy to do a lot of things outside of this system. And Allen would be the same case if he ends up getting the start for the Niners.
All right, we turn to prospector Ryan. They say the most dangerous animal is a wounded animal. The San Francisco 49ers, if they lose this game, probably have kissed their playoff hopes out the window. Despite the fact that they're 5-6, despite the fact that they lost two straight, you do have to worry about this 49ers team, right?
Well, sure. I mean, this is a definition of a trap game, but looking at their record and the way they've been playing, I mean, they've been picked cleaner than a buzzard's dinner. Gold!
Did you know the 49ers wore Apple Watches?
No, I did not.
Look at that.
Let's get to our picks from Tommy this morning. And they may be a little off because it's a Wednesday. You know, they always say the change in schedule will throw you. Tommy's first pick this morning here on CMF. Over under 65 yards receiving for Bills wide receiver Amari Cooper.
You're telling me this guy is like number one guy, can't get a lousy 65 yards with Josh Allen. They're going to stop Josh Allen, these soft-ass San Francisco boys. Ain't having it.
So you have no trepidation with Amari.
This guy cannot get a lousy 65 yards against this, 500 San Francisco team?
Give me under 500. What's the slogan for the
Bills?
Wait,
they're under?
They're 5-6 right now.
Oh, Mike. You're trying to scare me with this team?
Yeah, coming off two losses in a row?
Yeah.
Or are they three? No, two.
No, they're two. Yeah. Oh, and this is a team that they're, okay.
Let me tell you something. By the way, they're coming to us. You always tell me, well, you know, you come from the West Coast to the East Coast, very difficult.
So to be clear. Give me this time off.
Record.
Lord baby Jesus, please get me to 10 o'clock to give me this time off. You are over 65 yards receiving for Amari Cooper.
Yes.
All right, danger?
Yeah.
If Amari Cooper catches 67 yards worth of balls, it will be his season high. And it's been a weird year for him. You know, he starts in Cleveland. Things are not well there. Has that game with no preparation. That's his season high, 66 yards.
Yeah.
And then he gets hurt. The San Francisco 49ers defense is, on paper, the third best passing defense in the NFL, over under 65 yards receiving for Amari Cooper.
There's a couple of elements in play here where I think you could actually see the Bills' run game kind of take hold of the offense for the Buffalo Bills. There's no Nick Bosa, or you're assuming Nick Bosa might not go.
Defensive end for the 49ers.
And I think you can run on this team. And then there's the factor that we haven't talked about yet, which is, what's the forecast for Sunday night? Do we know? Is it going to be a weather game? If it is a weather game, I don't know that you're going to ask Josh Allen to air it out a ton. And if he does, he's probably going to spread it out the way he always does amongst all of his targets. Everybody eats. So
especially at Thanksgiving.
That's right. I'm going to go under.
Ooh. And oh,
I got
wave.
The old man.
There it is.
Mike Danger. Dangerous taking the under. Okay.
Tommy's already on vacation, by the way, with that smart quip. Great danger. Dangerous. We turn to Ryan, or as JT on Instagram calls him, Yosemite Sandwich. Are you chewing on a gold coin?
It's my good luck coin.
Okay.
I stole this off a dead man.
What the hell? That got dark real fast.
Well, it gets dark out west.
Dear God.
It's the Wild West.
We got another 15 minutes of this.
I tripped over him on his way to the studio.
Ryan, over under 65 yards receiving for Amari Cooper.
I mean, it's Thanksgiving. Everyone's going to get in on the action. Everyone's going to be appreciated. And I got to say that a nugget today beats a mine tomorrow. I'm taking the over on this one, fellas.
Ooh, look at that.
That doesn't make sense.
Sure it does.
A mine tomorrow is worth way more than a nugget.
But you need it. You got to have it now, baby.
I think you said it wrong.
Nope. I have it right here written down. A nugget today beats a mine tomorrow.
Did you also know that San Francisco gold prospectors had iPhones in which to read slogans that he Googled that 49ers said? He also took his Apple Watch off.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Like he works at the Genesee Country Village Museum and was about to get fired. Okay. Yeah. God, I hate this so much. To be clear, you're over 65 yards passing from Amari Cooper.
Well, I'm taking the over, fellas.
All right, the boys are split. And why would you not get excited about the guy holding a shovel in studio agreeing with you? Let's get to our second pick from Tommy this morning here on CMF. Over under 0.5 touchdown for tight end George Kittle.
I don't think it's happening. I don't think this beatnik travels well. So I don't think him coming east is going to fare well with this kid. And he's kind of a clingy, like to his wife. And I, and like, if it looks like if she ain't around, he's like lost.
How do you know she's not coming? Yeah. Second of all,
bro, she's super. You do not want to be in a plane with this chick.
Well, she wouldn't fly with the team.
Yeah, for a reason.
Oh my God. What? So you're
you're basing this solely on his wife being there?
The good thing about these shows, Kimmy, it gives you the inside track.
Okay.
It's almost like having a little inside.
Wow, look at you. You are an insider.
I'm telling you, this kid doesn't travel well. He's a little bit on the soft side, and I think
George Kittle soft.
And yeah.
Oh my God.
And I think he's a little overrated.
So that's
I'm going to say no.
Okay, so
no
just,
Kittle.
Just to be clear,
nothing for you, Kittle.
You are under one half a touchdown.
Yeah. Kittle ain't getting nothing
for 49ers tight end George Kittle.
Yeah.
All right, return to a quarter Facebook. Gravy pour a good trail. Ryan, George Kittle is third in the NFL with 8 touchdown catches.
Mm.
He has 5 touchdown catches in the last 5 games. He has been the only real consistent piece with all the injuries the 49ers have faced all year. Over, under, 1/2 a touchdown catch for George Kittle.
I don't know, fellas. I mean, they're traveling all the way out to the West Coast, East Coast, the coast. And on top of that, you know, like you said before, we don't know what the weather's going to be like. Could be a little sloppy. And you don't know who's going to be playing under center. But I'll tell you what, though. If that George Kittle doesn't get a touchdown, you spoke about his wife earlier, she's going to be as ornery as a mule on a hot trail. I'm taking the under on this one.
Ooh.
What did you put in your mustache to make it gray?
Years. And miles.
I'll tell you what it's not. Powdered sugar, because it wouldn't be gray on the ride over. That's for sure. Danger?
Yeah.
I mean, you can make the argument George Kittle is the team's MVP this year. The Bills also have done a great job, though, of shutting down number one tight ends. Travis Kelce, for example, 2 weeks ago, 2 catches, 8 yards. Over, under, 1/2 a touchdown catch for Greg Kittle.
You know, it's not lost in the mix that the guy that supposedly doesn't know anything about football, watch football, pulled a reference from one of the football commercials that we see every single week.
Oh, no. It's not where he got it from. Where did you get it from?
No, it's from that commercial.
Oh, I thought you were talking about the Netflix show with Greg Olson.
Well, the other stuff.
Okay. Greg Olson, George Kittle. Talking about the Caesars, Little Caesars commercial where Amon-Ra St. Brown, you know, none for you, Kittle. Tommy picking up on amazing references.
Thank you, Danger.
Way to go,
that's
Tommy.
That's a deep cut.
That is a deep cut. I'm going under.
Oh! Why under?
Why
he's not scoring a touchdown.
No, I understand, but
the
what else do they
soft,
have?
Man. He's
I like the Bills' defense against tight ends. I don't think they're going to get. I don't think he's going to get over.
He's going to beat some real men this week.
He's going to about read bump beat some real men this week. Real, what do you read off of Ryan Scruggs?
Some hard ass. Listen to Lewis and Clark Burrow.
Are you having a stroke with that face?
Nope.
Is that what 40?
I think he's having a stroke because of that gut.
A recap of a Tommy Tells It Like It Is special Wednesday edition. Get ready for this primetime game. By the way, if you want to watch this game Sunday night.
Yeah, what do you do?
You could do it with the smartest football man in Rochester. 7:30, Tommy will start hanging out at the Bill Gray's Taproom in Chi-Line.
Tommy, good time.
Delicious food, fantastic drink. No shovel, unfortunately.
Yeah, that's true.
So go hang out with Tommy at the Bill Gray's Taproom in Chi-Line on Sunday night. Let's get to our third pick with Mike Danger from 95.7 The Fan and the Let's Go Duffalo podcast, Ryan Duffy from Tommy This Morning on CMF. Over, under, 1/2 a rushing touchdown for Josh Allen on Sunday.
He's getting in, baby. You know he's getting in. He's going to see that spot. You can't stop that kid. He cannot stop that guy.
You don't think that all this MVP talk and coming off a bye, because I'm sure that he, you know, they had a little extra time to pay attention to this kind of stuff.
Yeah.
You think that's going to get to his head, though?
I don't think the kid gets rattled. He doesn't seem to get
rattled.
The guy that you call Lighthouse Boy for about three seasons straight, he doesn't get rattled?
He's matured. Can we agree he's mature?
I thought he was great before.
He's playing better, smarter football now than he's ever played.
Oh, now you're going to try to sound like serious football? Smarter football. Dueling douches in the pregame.
That's because you're watching football.
Bitch ass, bitch, bitch.
Buffalo Sabres.
To be clear, you are over 1/2 a rushing touchdown for Josh Allen. Okay.
Golden Boy is getting in.
Danger?
Yeah.
Josh Allen, back-to-back weeks with rushing touchdowns, although he's not running like his hair is on fire like he was in seasons previous. The weirdest statistic you're going to hear all day. We already told you that the 49ers have the third best passing defense in the NFL. They have the best rushing defense by yardage in the NFL as well. However, they've also given up the third most rushing touchdowns in the NFL. This 49ers team makes no sense. over under 1.5 a rushing touchdown for Josh Allen.
Their defense just doesn't seem very coordinated. And when you see what they did, what they gave up last week in Green Bay against mm-hmm. the Packers, you get to think that they'll actually be able to run the ball against the Niners. Josh Allen right now, the favorite to win MVP. I think that matters. I think that's part of this. I think Josh Allen gets a touchdown.
He's got a taste for it, baby. He's got a taste for it.
The fact that you guys are agreeing on so much is making me very uncomfortable about
that
this
Green
game.
Bay game said it all, baby.
All right.
It's all right there.
From Lisa on Facebook, we turn to Beef Stewis and Clark. Ryan, Josh Allen is the leader of this team. Mm-hmm. What Josh Allen wants, Josh Allen does. And I guess when the ball's in his hand, he can decide if he's going to take that shot. Over under, 1.5 a rushing touchdown for Josh Allen Sunday night.
You know what I love about this Bills offense? They don't put all their beans in one pot. They got all kinds of spreading around of that love of the football. And I think that there's no way that Josh Allen is not going to get into the end zone with his feet. I'm taking the over on this one, fellas.
Ooh, sweeparoo.
Did you practice this voice with your wife, Les? Stop chewing on the... You're going to choke on that coin. He's chewing on a plastic coin. By the way, that thing's probably the most toxic thing of all time. You get it like Party City or something?
I don't know.
Okay. you're over 1.5 a rushing touchdown for Josh Allen.
Hold!
Wait, is that a casino token? Because those things are nasty.
It says... Chuck E. Cheese.
Oh, no, you're kidding.
I'm just joking, fellas. It doesn't say it's from anywhere, which means it's probably even worse.
It's been on the floor.
Oh, bro, you got kids. Like, it's been in your kids' mouths, nose, God knows where.
Please, I haven't been with a woman in 50 years. Kids.
Shut up. Okay. Let's get to our fourth pick from Tommy this morning here on CMF. The Bills win, and if so, is it by a touchdown or more?
So you're going to tell me that this West Coast coming, limping ass in.
That played in the Super Bowl last year. And
soft ass, overrated Brock Purdy. He was a one-hit wonder kid.
You're describing the Bills at one point.
The gas is out.
I want to point that out.
Hasn't Brock Purdy played in like multiple NFC championship games and a Super Bowl?
The gas is off of this kid.
They are going to throw everything they have at you.
Like every other team that comes to Buffalo because they want to take down the Golden.
No, this is for their season. It has nothing to do with cachet. They need. Okay, fine. Do the Bills win? Do the Bills win?
There we go. Bills win. Bills win.
Yes, the Bills win.
Do they do it by a touchdown or more?
What do you think, guys?
I'm asking you.
Oh, you know what I see, baby.
What do you say?
I'm seeing me a Kittle blowout, baby.
Ryan? Mm-hmm. Before you get to the pick, you know, you mentioned something. He said he hadn't been with a woman in 50 years.
Yeah.
Because I remember when I was in school reading that 49ers went to prostitutes. Mm-hmm. Have you ever been with a prostitute?
I don't kiss and tell.
So you've been with a prostitute. Have you, as a 49er prospecting for gold, paid to have sex with a woman?
I
why don't you see what you can say on your little chart now, douchebag?
I wasn't expecting such a forward question. I'm a man of the cloth and of the gold. I'm not telling you nothing about that.
You could have put a Tommy's mom in there.
Yeah.
I could have. That's a dry hole.
Nice save. All right. Ryan. Well,
you can lead him to my mom, but you can't make him talk.
Ryan, do the Bills win? And if so, is it by 7 points?
I mean, I'm enjoying this team. I love the way that they're playing here. And what I always say is you got to keep your pick sharp and your eyes sharper. I'm thinking these Buffalo Bills are going to hit pay dirt. I'm taking the over, and they're going to win.
Well, yeah, if
the Bills are going to win. Go!
Shut up. Danger. Yeah. I don't know if this line is anticipating Purdy, Bosa, guys playing. I don't know if this line is anticipating Amari Cooper being at 100%, getting Keon Coleman, Matt Milano playing, and it's Wednesday.
We're at seven?
Six and a half, so it would have to be seven to cover. This game is also almost impossible to pick. That being said, do the Bills win? And if so, do they do it by seven?
I like the Bills to win, and I'll go 27-21.
Oh, so they're not covering the 6.5.
I'm not going to pick him to cover.
But he's so close. You can't give us a lousy half a point.
I mean, things could change this week, but as of right now, 27-21.
No, he's pretty close.
But that's a no.
A barely no.
That's a no and not a boo. Not a San Francisco gold collecting.
Kittle.
B.
Kittle.
Let's get to our final pick from Tommy this morning. We are off the rails on a Wednesday here on CMF.
To recap, that's so fast, chuckle butt buddy. I say at the end of this game on Sunday night. I'm predicting two things.
Why do things always happen at the end of the game?
Well, that's when they that's what you do.
That's when the things happen.
That's when you get take all the stats.
You wear the bonus pick lives.
I'm over here. No, I'm over. I say by the end of this game, because I'm predicting two things.
Okay, so predict them, stupid.
The Bills have the number one seed Sunday night. I think there's going to be an upset on Friday.
You think the Raiders? I think with a backup quarterback.
There's going to be, because the Kansas City has been winning by the skin of their ass.
Because the Kansas City have been winning by
the
skin of their
ass. They're barely beating good teams.
Okay.
And I'm saying there's going to be a Black Friday upset.
Prediction one is that Sunday night the Bills are the number one overall seed in the AFC.
Because
the
Kansas City drops an easy one.
Okay, so those are your two predictions.
Yeah, it's going to be the Black Friday massacre in Kansas
City. That's one prediction, but that's fine.
But it's all going to set up.
The whole show is just going to be us making guttural noises at each other till 10 o'clock. All right, so just to catch everybody up who is unaware, the Chiefs play the...
First ever.
No. They did it last year.
In Kansas City.
You idiot.
First ever in Kansas City.
Shut up.
You didn't let me finish.
The Las Vegas Raiders travel to Kansas City to play the Chiefs on Black Friday at 3 o'clock.
Yeah.
The Raiders, quote, starting quarterback Gardner Minshew broke his collarbone last week, meaning they will have their backup, who was also kind of their starter for a little while, Aiden O'Connell, going into that game. Danger?
Yeah.
Do the Raiders upset the Chiefs to put the Bills in the number one overall seed on Sunday night?
I actually don't hate this prediction.
Oh,
I really don't. There's something about this being a short week, Black Friday, the Raiders in Arrowhead, divisional opponent, different quarterback. Odds are the Chiefs win this game.
But you kind of like it.
I don't hate this pick. I'm going to say no.
But.
That doesn't mean anything. He said no. End of story.
Let the man finish.
An Irish story. End of story.
Been radio longer.
I thought we were going to do guttural noises for the rest of the
He's also been at radio longer than you, dumbass.
Well, that's because I stumbled out of the gate in high school.
Yeah. Stumble, fell, got up, stumbled again.
And you always say that Kansas City struggles with the with
divisional opponents, not against backup quarterback.
And that's out of your ass.
My mouth.
Same thing. Looks the same.
So you're a no.
Yeah.
We turn to 49er Ryan. Do the Bills end up as the number one overall seed in the AFC on Sunday?
I love this pick, too. I'm a gambling man. I did move all the way from St. Louis out to the West Coast.
It's not even that far back in the day, you idiot.
Yes, it was. When you're walking by foot and mule, I'd like to see you try it, sir.
Foot and mule.
In the wagon that we had to circle going back to the Bills. So, no. I mean, yes. I'm going to take this pick. I love this pick. I'm a gambling man myself. But what do I know? I'm just a dirt-scratching fool trying to make it rich.
Hey, what about if they win the AFC East? I think that's reasonable. Miami loses, Bills win, AFC East champs.
Yeah, no, I think that is actually, I think that happens.
Wait, they can clinch?
They can clinch on Sunday night if Miami loses on Thursday. Yes, and they're playing in Green Bay.
They hate playing in cold weather.
Tua Tagovailoa has never won a game where the temperature was 44 degrees or lower at kickoff.
Mm.
So, yeah, the Bills would have to win, obviously, to clinch. But
this could be all coming together. Wow.
And the number one overall seed, yeah.
Right. Wow.
Mike Dager, 95.7 The Fan. You can catch him on the Sports Bar 3-6 every weekday. So you guys are off today.
We're off today, and Gino and Terrible Take Timmy will be in on Monday to recap everything from Sunday night.
But let's say I want to catch some of your dynamite stuff that you guys put up. Where can I find that?
You know what? We have a YouTube channel, just like The Break Room. You can follow us on YouTube. Subscribe at The Fan Rochester, on X at The Fan Rochester as well. And, check out the stream every afternoon on Twitch, just like you guys.
And with the Bills being on the bye week, there is no new episode of the Let's Go Duffalo. But let's say I wanted to catch up on the brilliant stuff that you have done, Ryan, in the past. Where can I get that stuff?
Oh, you can find our whole back catalog on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. And you can also follow us on social media at let's.go.duffalo.
Gentlemen, always a pleasure.
Yes.
Thanks for having us.
Get him out of the studio. Shut up.
Yeehaw! All of my friends are dead.
Ah.
It'd be interesting to find.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
I'm Tank Sinatra.
And I'm Investigator Slater.
And together we co-host a podcast called Psychopedia, which is a true crime podcast infused with comedy, making it a crimedy. Each week, Investigator Slater brings us a wild and thoroughly researched true crime case. I'm here to digest it all and react just like you probably are right there on the other side of the microphone.
Somehow, I've got to present each case with the detail and respect it deserves, while also cracking up at Tank's perfectly timed humor and thought-provoking questions.
Listen to and follow Psychopedia on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Find out how this even became a thing in the first place.
Oh.
Because I guess the idea of getting some exercise before you pig out is good. But Kimmy, like, this has reached like cult-like status.
Really?
Yeah. I think once you do this once, it's almost like an addiction for some people.
Okay. And you're here to argue that the most important question on a first date shouldn't be what religion are you or how much money do you make. Mm. It should be, do you participate in this?
Are you this type of family?
Yep. You hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF with Thanksgiving tomorrow. We talked about the uncomfortable conversations you could be having with family members, in-laws, things like that. But Kimmy is here to argue that is not the worst spot people will be in.
No.
Because there are a bunch of stories about these happening in towns across greater Rochester area tomorrow.
Yep. The annual turkey trots.
Oh, yeah.
Going on across town that happen super early in the morning on Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm. So for those who are unfamiliar, are there any kind of length of race from a 5K to a half marathon?
Yep.
Yeah. Right?
And you basically get up and run a race before dinner.
Yeah.
People are excited to do it.
You're not a turkey trot person?
No. No, I'm not. But I do feel like it's a whole family activity.
It is.
If you know what I mean? Like, it's not just one person in the family that runs it. Like, there are probably multiple people that do it. And even if you're not participating, you still have to go watch.
Okay.
Like, it's a full-on annual family tradition because you're either a turkey trot family or you are not at all.
And you have to get those matching shirts or sweatshirts, whatever it is.
Yeah.
Like, say you like dinner with your family.
You know that you're all in one group.
Yeah.
Okay, no, I think you're dead on about you are either a turkey trot family or you're not a turkey trot family.
And I think it's shocking if you date somebody or you marry into a turkey trot family because you see how seriously they take it or how dedicated they are to it.
But like even like in Pittsburgh, you'll see not even turkey trot, just families that do it on their own, like rogue, like they're out for their
trotters.
Rogue trotters, they're just doing it on their own.
Really?
Which sounds like a low-end English soccer team.
Yes.
The rogue trotters. No, you're not wrong. It's become like there is this weird exercise tradition on the morning of Thanksgiving.
And you can't skip it. There's
Let's
no
wake
excuse.
Up and pull something.
All right, so Kimmy, you're telling me if your husband was a turkey trot family, that may have been a deal breaker for you?
Not a deal breaker, but it would be a change of lifestyle on that day. It would be tough to suck it up and do every Thanksgiving.
Suck it up, buttercup.
Because I would want to skip it. I'd be like, okay, you go do your thing with your family because you have to go. Like, you can't, you have no choice. You have to go support.
Well, you're,
you have to show you're there.
Yeah, with, support.
It's a non-event. It is a full-on family activity.
I can't stand in the cold for an hour and watch somebody work out.
Stop being a bitch.
Tomorrow's going to be miserable.
You're going to be miserable?
You ain't going outside.
No, because I'm not. Am I going outside?
But he's not a turkey trot fan.
No, I'm not. I'm not a trotter.
You're not an outsider.
No, I'm not. I'm not. I'm always on the inside, buddy.
Mm-hmm.
No, I mean, I guess, like, to your point, Kimmy, like, running it would be a nightmare.
Yeah.
That sucks. I agree with you. I don't see a problem with going out there and being like, yay.
Either way, you got to participate.
I don't mean it.
Okay, fine.
Because like, I'm
gonna
here,
be out but
there.
I'm not going to cheer.
No, my coffee's going to get cold in 2 minutes.
Do you hear yourself? Like,
See, like, I'm arguing against it because you come in so hot.
See?
That now I can't be.
See? Like, here's the thing. Like, I agree the extreme of getting up and running a 5K on Thanksgiving is a nightmare. But for you to come from the other side.
Go get him.
My coffee's cold and I don't like him.
Go get him.
I got cold ears and I don't like it.
Go get it. Get them knees up. Buttercup.
252-WCMF. 252-9263. We're talking about how turkey trots will be happening across the greater Rochester area tomorrow. We race before Thanksgiving. Some of them for charity. Some of them put on by the town. Some of them put on by churches.
Oh, yeah.
And Kimmy says if you are a turkey trot family or you are included into a turkey trot family through marriage, you have to participate in some kind of way.
Yeah.
Can I ask a potentially stupid question?
Go ahead.
Because there are other holidays where this happens, like St. Patrick's Day, they have the run under the green.
Oh, yeah, sure, yeah.
Yep.
Okay, so like with the turkey trot and the run under the green and stuff like this, some of the runners will put on like costumes.
Yes.
Like tomorrow.
You'll see like the turkey hats.
Yep.
Probably full-on turkey costumes.
Santa hats, all that stuff.
Yep.
So like with that stuff, you're obviously sweating. I don't care how cold it is, you're sweating. Do you just throw that expensive like decoration stuff away?
No.
Because you can't wash it.
So I dated a girl a while back, and she was a runner.
She started that just trying to get away from him.
So she used to put on this chicken outfit and run some of these races.
Okay.
It's a joke.
Yeah.
But she was like a serious runner.
Full-on chicken suit?
Like a suit, yeah.
Okay.
But it's the same suit every year.
Yeah.
I mean, then you wash it.
No, I don't. You can't wash those like Halloween costumes.
It's not that elaborate. I mean, it's not as crazy as that.
So, no, but my...
Didn't fall apart, I guess is what he's saying.
He broke up, so I never found out.
Here's what I'm telling you.
She ran away from me, apparently.
Remember, I took my kids to the Bills Thanksgiving Day game in Detroit a couple years ago, and I bought them those cooked turkey hats, you know, to fit in with the locals.
Yeah.
If you wash that hat, it disappears.
Oh, it just falls apart?
So, like, every time I'm watching... Yes, every time I'm watching the run into the green or a turkey trot, and I see someone in, like, some of those costumes, I know you haven't washed those.
So you think they toss them?
No, or annually they're running in the same gross-ass, dirty-ass, sweated out. I don't know, man.
That would have to reek.
You
would get a rash.
Well, I always wonder, you know how, like, certain cities and their mascots, like, cities that have a hotter climate.
Mm-hmm.
I always wonder with, like, the mascots of, like, those professional sports teams, how bad they must smell on the inside.
Because
if you're out there every week in 90 degree heat and it's probably like 200 degrees in that outfit, like it's got to smell so bad.
Yeah, you ruined mascots for me. Thank you.
Sorry. That's something I think about. How bad does
Tampa
it smell
Bay
in
pirate
there?
Actually smells like an old pirate.
Yeah, but doesn't everyone in Tampa Bay kind of smell like an old pirate?
Tampa reeks.
Legit. We could probably actually put that on a t-shirt, sell the Rock Shot, and make money.
Even the pretty girls reek down there.
Even the pretty girls reek is my favorite Ribs Arkansas
holiday song. Even the pretty girls reek down there. I took a little peek underneath, I swear.
No, are we talking about Tampa Bay or are we talking about
Tampa Bay?
Okay, because you said even the pretty girls reek down there.
Yeah, down there. Down there.
That was, never mind.
This part.
No, I got it.
See?
Stop pointing to your genitals.
To the stinky.
We are on the live stream. Okay.
And go ahead.
After you.
No, I was just to make one more point about the turkey trot. There are also families that take it too seriously, where it's not like a let's go do this and have fun. It's a who's going to be the fastest time, which just adds more stress to the whole situation.
Can you win those races, or is it
no?
Just
but
like
it could be amongst
run.
Your family.
Okay,
but I do know the one complaint that people have is when the family has to run evenly with each other, so they take up a whole lane.
Oh, everyone's running the same pace. Oh.
Yes, so like. It's hard when you get multiple families doing that when you're running by yourself trying to get around people.
By the way, that would drive me nuts if my wife forced me to run at the same pace she did for an entire...
But they kind of do.
Leave her behind.
Because they're talking and, you know, it's like a family event.
So, like, I've never run a 5K.
Yeah.
But, like, I'll go jogging sometimes and my wife will come with me. And, like, I have to, like, slow down. I got longer legs.
Yeah, because you're so fast.
I got longer legs. So, like, I have to slow down.
So you have to slow down.
I run so fast.
No, I'm not saying I'm fat. I'm just a bigger person.
His back is killing him today.
My back hurts. It hurts. Played hockey last night against my daughter. It hurts.
Suck it up. Better go.